Brooke Smith continues to rediscover Richmond's sports history. And today, Brooks, just after a big NASCAR weekend in Richmond, we're going to talk about Richmond's tradition of auto racing.
Well, that's right. I must have NASCAR on my mind with the big event last weekend, won by Chesterfield native Denny Hamlin, who coincidentally won last year as well, though this time it puts him in first place for the Chase race for the Sprint Cup. And while I'll confess that NASCAR isn't the first sport on the list of sports that I've celebrated over the past year, it probably ought to be because it draws more people than any other event in Richmond. NASCAR, for those of you listening who don't know, stands for the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Dates back its first race at the Daytona Speedway way back in 1948. The first Cup Series, what we now know to be the Sprint Cup, used to be called the Grand National, and that started in 49. And amazingly, the first Richmond race was just a couple years later, in 1953, at what was then known as the Atlantic Rural Exposition, then became known as the Fairgrounds, and now, of course, RIR.
And there was also another very well-known racetrack in the Richmond area, Southside Speedway.
Well, that's exactly right. And what's interesting to me in the research on motorsports in the city is that we had a number of old dirt track raceways in the city in the 30s and 40s when the sport was first popularized. There was one at Strawberry Hill, another out by City Stadium, and still another at Moores Field, better known perhaps for baseball. And I guess as the sport became more and more popular, there was also more and more noise and dust from these old dirt tracks, which sent the sport into the surrounding rural areas, including Southside Speedway, which began as Royal Speedway. And then in 1959, it was spruced up a little bit and reopened to the public as what it is known now today. The way it connects to NASCAR, and in particular Denny Hamlin, is it's the track that Denny Hamlin first started racing on when he was just a kid, and it's also a track that hosted some of the best NASCAR Grand National events in our city way back in the early 60s. So just as a couple of examples, in 1961, Southside Speedway hosted a Grand National that was won by Hall of Famer Junior Johnson, who I think is equally famous for racing and moonshining. The story is that he started as a moonshiner, didn't transition to racing until late in life. In fact, was convicted of moonshining offenses in the 50s, ultimately pardoned by President Ronald Reagan in 1986 for his offenses.
Well, legend has it that stock car racing began with the moonshiners out running the revenueers with their souped-up jalopies. How much truth to that?
Well, I think there probably is some truth to it. It certainly teaches you how to drive fast and drive safe. And as you look at the tradition of NASCAR and stock car racing over time, you certainly have a number of rural boys who made it onto the grand stage through car racing. Just to rattle off a couple other names that are familiar to NASCAR fans, in 1962, Jimmy Pardue beat Rex White, both very famous NASCAR drivers. And then the last recorded year of NASCAR racing down at Southside Speedway, 1963, a fellow named Gentleman Ned Jarrett beat the King, also known as Richard Petty. All these guys have rural roots and strong traditions in motorsports. It's interesting, Southside Speedway has earned a reputation as the toughest short track in the South. And I think these days, RIR has certainly eclipsed the Speedway in terms of popularity and
seating capacity. And,
exactly, yeah, right, by a country mile. Mm. But it is a part of the heart and soul of racing in Richmond. They claim to be one of the longest running sports attractions in the city. And it's still growing strong today with not only stock car races, but all forms of cars, including one that I took a liking to. It's called a U-Car, which stands for Cars You Can Afford to Race.
And, of course, those cars are much more sophisticated machines now than in the early days.
That's exactly right. And beautiful to watch, thrilling in terms of the speed and adrenaline rush, and we commend road racing to any of you listening who haven't had a chance to see it live.
Brooks, sometimes we close out these segments with a little piece of music to fill out the time that we hope is appropriate to the topic of the day. Tell us about what we're going out with today.
Well, that's right. I always enjoy throwing a little music in with these discussions, and I hope people appreciate that they're more than simply my eclectic taste in listening. This one we're about to hear is from Jim Croce. It's called I Got a Name, and it's the theme song from a film in the 70s called The Last American Hero, which was about NASCAR legend Junior Johnson, who we now know has a connection to Richmond, and helped to popularize the sport beyond those diehard race fans. So I hope you enjoy it.
Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't.